From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, let's talk a little bit about intuition. Here's what's happening. A Hawaii man claims the false ballistic missile alert earlier this year caused him to suffer a heart attack, according to a lawsuit. The botched alert was sent to cell phones on January 13th, claiming a missile was headed toward Hawaii, causing just a mass panic. It took the state 38 minutes to correct the mistake. James Sean Shields and Brenda Reichel, who are both listed as plaintiffs in the complaint, were living in the Hawaiian neighborhood of Honolulu in January when they got the alert that read, ballistic missile threat inbound in Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Later on, he started feeling severe pain and burning and had a heart attack. A New Jersey resident annually decks the halls for all those dreams of red-nosed reindeers and a white Christmas, but now his township wants him to come up with some money first. Thomas and Chris Aprizi at Old Bridge have put on a 70,000 Christmas light display for years at their home for more than a decade, getting passersby in the neighborhood in the holiday spirit and raising money for charity. But now the township says they want some cash from him, a hefty fee, in order for him to put up the lights. We'll see what happens there. Merry Christmas. Sales of new U.S. single-family homes tumbled to a more than two-and-a-half-year low in October amid sharp declines in all four regions, further evidence that higher mortgage rates were hurting the housing market. Let's check in with Catherine Austin Fitz. Catherine, what do you think about the housing? You've got that kind of background.
Well, you've got a combination of factors. You really, housing's getting hit from a couple sides. The most important one, of course, George, you've already mentioned, which is the rising interest rates. But we've also seen all of the generations who are home buying age, you know, they're all choking on a little bit too much debt, and inflation is driving their expenses higher. So they're getting squeezed. We have an unprecedented number of baby boomers who have parents or kids living with them. So real signs people are sort of grouping up and living, you know, in what they've got with, you know, the generations group are getting together. So another thing is we've got, I think, less foreign buyers. So part of the tricky politics that we've seen between Asia and the U.S. means less of that money coming in. And then finally, I don't think you really see it directly in the numbers, but I really do think automation and AI is causing certain groups who normally would be home buyers to not have the kind of resources they need to become first-time home buyers. So automation and AI is going to start squeezing certain groups in the employment groups.
And a lot of people are cautious. We'll see how this quarter goes for the retail sector. You know, they're always expecting Christmas to be the boom for them.
Well, but here's what's amazing. If you look at how much part of this is prices have run up a lot. And, you know, if you read things right now about the housing market slowing, well, if you look, you know, it's slowing from 6% growth rate in prices to 5%. That's still a very hot, you know, price rise. So I think prices need to cool down a lot more. You know, it'd be great to see the younger kids get into home, owning their own home. But, you know, it's so there will be a real advantage if prices come off, because I think more people could come into the market.
Catherine's website, Solari, SOLARI.com. Catherine, thank you so much. We'll talk to you before Christmas, I'm sure. Elton John landed himself in hot water with his Florida fans after canceling a concert without notice. He gave a slight notice, actually, 20 minutes after it was supposed to start. The rescheduled Orlando date is going to be up in the air, but the 71-year-old singer was forced to cancel his show at the Orlando Amway Center due to a severe ear infection. But they're telling people, hold on to those tickets. While the story we've been following, the dramatic landing on Mars, NASA's newest Martian robot, it's called InSight, has found some serenity on the red planet. It's now soaking up the sun. It has successfully opened up its two fan-like solar arrays. Let's check in with the expert on space, Mike Barra. Another great mission so far, Michael. What do you think?
Well, I probably have a slightly different take on it than most people.
I knew you would. That's why you're on.
Yeah, it's kind of boring, you know. I mean, it basically landed in the middle of nowhere. But the thing that I found really fascinating, George, was that when they sent back, they've only sent back really two pictures now. One with the, you know, immediately after landing to confirm that they have landed safely, and one with just showing the deployment arm that's going to put the seismometer on the surface. And the reality is, in both cases, the very first image, it initially came up through the live stream as we were watching it on NASA TV with a blue sky, which, of course, is what Mars' sky really does look like. And then immediately, almost within about 5 minutes, they changed it to red, and they've been putting the red out there. And then they put another picture up, which again showed the arm. And this arm is supposed to be white, and it's just almost all red, and the sky's all red. And again, they're just playing around with the color, trying to convince us that Mars does not look like Arizona, when in fact it really does.
What about the technology, though, at least getting it there successfully? That's pretty good,
well,
huh?
Well, it is, but, you know, it's interesting because, to my mind, I wish NASA would pick one method of getting to Mars and kind of stick with it, because we'd have more consistency. We'd be able to make sure that, you know, things work, because they've used these giant airbags to land probes on Mars. They've put rovers on. They've now used thrusters again like they did back in the original Viking missions. And it's kind of weird that the technology is different for every single one of these. It seems to me we should be sending up one of these probes a year and using the same technology, and we'd be a lot more efficient, and we'd learn a lot more about Mars, which would be really, really cool. But, you know, I think that the main thing is we're now going to have this seismometer. So remember about a month ago when we had that plume of smoke coming out of the volcano?
Right.
We would be able to tell from that seismometer whether that was really interior volcanic activity or whether it was just a funny-looking cloud like NASA claims. And what, the shame it wasn't there a month ago.
What about rumors that the InSight's taking a picture of you and Hoagland on Mars? Is that true?
I have never been to Mars. I cannot speak to the other guy.
Thanks, Mike. Keep in touch with us. Up next, the numbers lady, Glynis McCants, takes us out of 2018 and gets us ready for 2019 next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast. Glynis McCants back with us for a couple hours. Glynis has been studying numerology since the beginning of numbers. Glynis believes that knowledge is power. Her website, numberslady.com. A couple of her books include Love by the Numbers and Glynis Has Your Number. We're going to talk a little bit about 2018 and then what we can expect in 2019. Oh boy, Glynis, we're getting rid of this year, aren't we?
With pleasure, right?
A lot of people want it done and over with, don't they?
Yes, they do. And the reason that is, you know, 2018, when you reduce that to the digit that it becomes when we go basic numerology, it's the number two. Two is emotional. And people have been feeling everything so deeply. And as a result, that's causing some conflict, George, and people are tired of the fight. Don't you feel it?
Oh,
they don't
I do.
Want this fight.
They're tired of fighting. Yep, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, lots of new listeners. Tell them what numerology is all about.
Yes, numerology itself, it is a science of numbers. And Pythagoras was the creator of the system that I use. This was 2,500 years ago. So no, George, I wasn't there in the beginning. But I did start studying it. And the belief is that everything in this universe has vibration. This is especially true for people, and that's why when we connect with someone, when it's someone who's compatible in numbers, you instantly enjoy them, and you walk away feeling revitalized. But then you meet someone else and say, okay, why do I feel tired? That person kind of drained me. That is all vibration, and that's what I cover.
Well, I got to tell you, it is remarkable how it works. I've got to tell you, I'm going to say it on the air because in Los Angeles, Tim Conway, who hosts the local show on KFI before I come on nationwide, said, would the numbers lady go to Santa Anita with me and pick some horses? And I said, well, she does know her numbers.
Yes, I do. And do you know that horse racing by the numbers is something I have studied? So that is interesting he said it. Maybe I should tell Mr. Tim some tidbits about that.
Yeah, give him a call. He said he'd get a ride for you and everything. So,
oh, yeah.
I told him you wouldn't do it unless you got a percent of the take.
There you go. Yes, and then, of course, I'd have to do something fun with that. Maybe some charity and maybe some for me too, right?
Absolutely. So let's talk about 2018 in yes. general, Glynis.
Yes.
What do you think? What kind of a year has it been
well,
for people?
I'll tell
generally?
You.
Here's when I first talked to you in January, people went back and checked. I said it was the year of women, like the year of the woman. Okay, mm-hmm. She was going to rise. I said it because the number two itself is considered feminine energy. And then I also said it'd be the rise of gentlemen, like men that are good guys. They're going to be more celebrated than the guy who's tough, right? The guy who's in your face. People are tired of that particular energy. So what we saw, I thought the midterms was a great example. 270 women ran for office, George.
That's huge.
Never happened. So they literally did rise up and say, you know what, I'm capable too. I have a voice and I have something to say and I think I can help. So I thought that was pretty exciting. But the other thing that happened, this was the year of the psychic. And what I mean by that is that those of us that are very sensitive, like the empaths and the ones who feel things, we were on fire. Like you, the truth was just more obvious. And I would say even in your chart, because I know you're a 7 life path, but you are a 25-7, that too is intuition. So you also have that gift. And that means you felt things more maybe than you even wanted to. Like you had to find a way to shut it down because it can take you over, right? We can be overwhelmed with what we feel. And that's what was happening this year.
No question about it. I just came back earlier today from a birthday with one of my grandsons, little Gavin. He's 11 years old. He was born on November 28th. And,
I can't believe he's that old. I remember when you said
remember?
He was a little baby.
Yep. He is 11 years old. Oh, and he's funny. He does impressions of me talking to listeners.
Oh, I love this. What year was he born? Give me that year. I just want to see.
2007.
Okay. So are you ready? And this is the truth. And this is what your audience needs to understand. When I do this with you tonight, you can literally go to my book and look up what I'm saying right now.
Right.
I would tell you in my book, either Glenna Says Your Number or Love by the Numbers, I would say to you, the three is the natural comedian. They're the goofball. This child is a three.
And he is that way. He's funny.
And you know what else he is? He's got a three attitude, but he's born on a one day, which means he's competitive. He likes to be the center of that attention. He's very talented.
For Halloween, he dressed up as me. He went and got he was 10 years old, right?
Yeah.
Last month, he went and got a mustache and stuck it on his face and pretended he was on the radio. And
but he also
you know,
has a lot to say. This is a communicator, true?
You know what I'm thinking of doing? This is kind of cute.
Yes.
While I'm in St. Louis for the holidays, I may bring him to the studio. He said he could stay up late if it wasn't on a school night, and have him take some phone calls with listeners.
I am telling you, they will be charmed by him because, remember, three energy itself, they're the natural communicator, but I'll bet you, no matter what his age, he's a little advisor, too. Like, he's very opinionated. He has ideas. He wants to tell you what he thinks. He thinks he knows the right way to do it. And I think it's hysterical that he played you for Halloween.
Yeah, so we may do something about that.
You got to do it. That would be a treat.
Tell people about what you told me years ago about putting the number 8 in your purse or wallet.
Well, I have to tell you, that really did explode on Coast to Coast, and I get letters
from
people every week. I'm sure you do, too.
Yep.
But what happened was we were talking about the number 8, that it represents in its basic form, because remember, George, all energy has positive and negative. The positive side of 8 is prosperity. It's about establishing financial security. So we talked about the number 8, and you had said, so are you saying if I were to put, let's say, an 8 in the wallet or, you know, maybe at my office desk, would that be a good idea? And I said, sure, because as long as we're representing the purity of the energy, good things could happen. Well, that blew up on Coast to Coast. I got calls after calls and also emails of these wonderful testimonials. Even recently, you know, that's what's great. We did this years ago, but some gals said, Glennis, I was unemployed. Caught you on Coast to Coast, went to the site, looked up the power of 8, decided to do it. She just wrote it on a piece of paper, put it in her office where she pays her bill. She got a job after 2 years of unemployment and got a great job offer. So, hey, why not? Why not take advantage of something if it's possible?
But you can get greedy with it, and it could backfire, right?
Absolutely. But remember, that never works. Like those people who are so thirsty, they think, okay, they win the lottery. I literally had one of my clients tell me he won the lottery, $4.6 million. He says, I want to win it again. again. I'm like, come on. Can't you just embrace what you did win? So, yeah, you have to be careful. When I said shadow side, what's worse than being wealthy and not having enough in your mind, George? What's worse than that?
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. We're going to take calls with Glynis McCants next hour. And, of course, she'll give you some pretty poignant advice. Let's talk a little bit, if we can, about wrapping up 2018. And then after we come back from the break, Glynis, we'll talk about your thoughts about 2019. Let me throw some names your way and just tell me about 2018 and moving forward. But I got to start with our president, Donald Trump.
So here's what happened with the president. When we deal with a new year, like each year puts us in a different cycle, I knew that he was going into a personal year cycle of four. And the four is direct, and it is in your face, but it can, the shadow side is compromise. It's harder for that year for us to compromise. I always say that yes and no are complete sentences. You don't want to have to explain yourself. Well, we have witnessed that in the president. The problem for him in that particular position, you always have to at least appear that you're listening to the other side as well. And that's hard for him. That's also in his numerology. He's born on a 5-day, which is the entertainer. And you've certainly seen that this man is an entertainer. He loves his audience, but he's ultimately a 4. So when you have that duality in your personality, you deal with confrontation. And we've seen him do this over and over. So I would certainly say this has been a difficult year for the president. Even if there's been some good things happening, whether it's the economy or some of his success, what comes out of his mouth, and usually it's through Twitter, has backfired quite a bit for him. In this
one of his former advisors has said that he thinks he may not run for re-election in 2020. Do you see that at all in any of the numbers there?
I would absolutely not be surprised if he chose not to do that. What people are forgetting, he said when he first got sworn in and was president, he said, you know, I loved my life. Do you remember that?
Yep.
He said, I had a great life. I could go and do what I want. Now he's in a bubble. And, George, when you're born on a 5-day, you do not want to be controlled. You do want the freedom to do what you want. But when you're president of the United States, do you have that kind of freedom? Do you?
Nope. No, you really don't, and
you got to
play both sides sometimes.
You do, and you also have to say, even though you have your followers, the people who love you, which is great, you have to say, okay, but I got to find a way to touch more people. Like, I got to find a way to get everyone to hear me by presenting my case. That's hard for him to do. So I don't think he's happy in the job as president. So if he chose not to, that would not surprise me.
Do you see Hillary Clinton trying to run again?
No, I don't. I think that ship has sailed. I think, you know, she's doing her circuit. She's going to be doing a whole thing with Bill Clinton where they'll go out and, you know, get their information out there. But just by numbers, that would not be a wise thing to do. And I'm not picking that up for her. I'm not picking that up. I'm sure people would say it. You know who they talk about a lot is Michelle Obama. And, you know, Michelle says she would never do it.
So we shall see. We shall see. It's going to be an interesting 2020. Let's come back and talk about 2019, though, and what we can all face. A lot of issues coming up with Russia and Vladimir Putin and things like that. We'll get your take on that. Glynis's website, of course, numberslady.com. And, again, her books, Love by the Numbers, and Glynis Has Your Numbers. There is an order number to call if you want to call somebody for her books, and that's 877-686-2373, 877-686-2373. But it's easier just to go to her website. Glynis, how long have you been doing this now?
That is a good question. Now, what was your opening? You used a funny line. You said, I've been doing it since when?
Since the beginning of numbers.
Okay.
That would make you about 4,000 years old.
Let's put it this way. I honestly was a teen when I started, and it's been 30 years, so we can do a little math on that one. Forever. I mean, you know, George, even this morning I did a radio show. Each audience is a little different, but what we all have in common is vibration, right? We all have this need to connect and understand where each other's coming from, and that is what I do. And I do this 24/7. There's not a time that I'm not studying some sort of vibration or trying to understand why something has happened. That's what I do all the time.
Okay, we'll come back in a moment. And again, the website, numberslady.com, linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Glynis McCants, the numbers lady, and she gives great advice. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And we shall return in a moment with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. We will take your phone calls with Glynis next hour. She'll do a quick reading for you. We'll need your birth month, day, and year. She'll add it up and tell you a little bit about yourself. And welcome back to Coast, Glynis McCants with us, the numbers lady. Glynis, I'll be on the air this New Year's Eve, bringing in the new year with our Coast listeners. But on the rare nights that I've had New Year's off, you know, you're at a place, at a dance hall or something, where they have New Year's Eve parties, and you almost always hear couples say, "Woo, I'm glad that year is gone." Why do they say that? Why, I mean, why does everybody seem to say,
well,
get rid of the past?
I will say this. Even though that's generally true, and I think that's certainly true this year for a lot of people, but every so often you will hear someone say, "Wow, what an awesome year this was, and I can't wait. I hope next year's even better." I will hear that on occasion. I'm not hearing that right now, but here's what I believe. This is how it works. When the year shifts, we really do witness and feel on a subconscious level a shift in energy. So when I say 2018 and you break it down, it's an 11, master number 11 slash 2. So we're experiencing that need to master your life, but you're also dealing with emotion. In 2019, when you break that down, it becomes a 3. And 3 is it's a lighter energy. It's more about communication. It's about getting in touch with your own inner child, trying to find ways to laugh and have fun. And you know what else it is, George? When I said that 2018 represents the psychic and the woman, next year is about family. It's literally the year of family. So I'm looking forward to that because it means you're going to get back to the basics, which is your family is sacred. If you can find a way to reconnect, you might have a brother, sister, someone you're not talking to. It invites you to reconnect, to bond with your family, to be closer. With this world that we're living in, with the smartphone, everyone's always texting or emailing, but they're not seeing each other. The year of three invites you to get in person. It's like, let's connect. So that is fantastic. But I want the Coast to Coast audience to know something. This year's not over. And what I mean by that,
it's not
a lot
over.
Of
That's true.
Are going to happen, George. There's a lot of things going that are going to happen. Yes, it's true. We've been dealing with whether it's the Mueller report or what Russia did or what happened with the Saudi prince and the guy that was murdered. All of this stuff is going to come to light. We're going to get a lot more information before 2018 ends, and that's why it'll be lighter in the new year. You see, it's what you don't know that is frustrating, correct?
Why does it seem that the years go by quicker and quicker and quicker? Is it because we're getting older?
I believe it's actually true. It is about getting older. It has something to do. I am going to find this article because I don't know where it is off the top of my head. But it had to do with as you get older, there is something about the shift that happens where it feels faster. But I also have young people in their teens who felt like this year went by ridiculously fast. So
when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel speed like that. When I was 10 or 12 or 15, I mean, they just plodded along. And, you know, I would sometimes daydream, Glynis, when I was, let's say, 10 years old, I would daydream, what are you going to be like, George, when you're 20? Oh, my God, that's 10 years away. Well, what are you going to be like when you're 30 or 40? Nah, you can't even think that far. And all of a sudden, here we are.
That's so true. And I remember being 15 before, I could drive, and I thought, oh, my gosh, when will this year be over? When can I finally turn 16 and work on getting a license? So it is funny. As a child, you do feel the slowness of time, slowness. Maybe it's also that you're busier as you're older, right? There's a lot more pressure. You're up against a lot more deadlines. And that
a lot of people are seeing 11-11 again. What does that mean?
You know, it's funny. That does come up a lot, and it is something you should take advantage of. if you're listening to the show and you don't even know about 11:11, here's how it works. When you see it on the clock, 11:11 in the morning, 11:11 at night, the belief is that the universe is open to what it is you want. Like, you can literally focus on that full minute of what you want. And everyone in my life does it. I mean, my husband will be at his computer. I'm doing my thing. Our daughter's doing something. When 11:11 hits, we all stop what we're doing. And we all go into the zone of what we want. So people use that energy to their advantage. And I had a guy heal his relationship with a woman he was seeing. She dumped him. He wanted her back, but she didn't want to talk to him. So instead, he just focused on meditating daily, 11:11 a.m., 11:11 p.m., and said that she realizes I am the one for her and that I love her. And she did come back to him. So again, that's one of those things you can use.
2019, give us an overview of what we can expect.
Okay, so here's what I see. The first thing you want to do when you look at a new year is just break down the basic energy, 2019. So you're going to look at that. The two is, again, we still have it right now. You know, this intuition thing's been very strong. That continues into the new year. Then you have a one, which pushes you forward for your ambition. You know, if this year you felt like you just couldn't get out of bed or you were just a little depressed, next year says, no, get up and do something about it. And then the nine means humanitarian. So you're going to see people make an effort to work with others. Like when we talk about charity, like these horrible fires, Georgia,
oh, yeah.
California.
Horrible.
Right?
Horrible.
Well, I think we're going to see even more of an effort to prevent this from happening again and people helping out. You know, it, just because you don't live in that area doesn't mean those people aren't still suffering right this second. And that's what next year is about. It's about how do we work together? How do we make our community stronger? How do we show more kindness? And boy, do I welcome that, George. I think kindness, it's not doing well, right? There's a lot of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
People hide behind their computer and say things. Next year, it's like, no, I'm going to find a way to be kinder. So we're going to see a lot of that in this new year.
Do you see any problems for 2019?
Sure. I mean, we're still on this planet, right?
Yeah, we're
on
good old planet Earth.
Right now, that's in trouble, right? I mean, even if you look, whatever you want to call it climate change, call it whatever you want, we have problems here. You know, these hurricanes are stronger, the fires are stronger, all those lives that were lost in California, that was unheard of.
Well, what's it up to, 87 now with 500 missing, something like that?
That's exactly right. And how about this? How about being in your car and suddenly the fire gets you and you're burned alive in that car?
It's horrible.
I mean, you didn't hear about that. Those kinds of stories happened this year. So, again, we've got some tough roads ahead, but I still see it where you have a little bit more humor. Think about the times, George, you get stressed. You might have a lot of going on, but then you just see something that makes you laugh. How much lighter do you feel when that happens?
Oh, everybody does.
Right. Well, that's everybody what you're going to see next year. That's not happening right now. I'm telling you, if you said, what's missing this year? Our humor. Why are we so offended by each other, right? How did it get to the point where if you don't agree with exactly what I said, you're my enemy?
Yeah, and then we scream at you and yell at you and everything else.
Yeah, well, that is going to subside a lot in the new cycle. So, yeah, we're not saying, oh, you know, it's the Wizard of Oz. We wake up and now it's sunny. No, we've still got work, but I still say we are on the right track. I am optimistic to where we're headed.
Does anything concern you specifically?
Well, you know, one of the things I am worried, politics has become so toxic, you can't even have a discussion, right? I mean, there was a lot of that. If we go back to the other administration, it was common that if you said something negative about the president, you were called a racist. And that was wrong. You have the right to say something, have an opinion. Well, that's a concern I have. At this point, if you say something negative and someone is supportive of the president, they really go after you.
Well, as long as it truly wasn't racist. I mean, because...
Absolutely. Look, yeah. Racism, we already know that that's still a part of us. But I'm talking about salt of the earth people that were just maybe critical.
Just criticizing policy, sure.
Absolutely. Maybe they said, hey, that healthcare document was 2,000 pages and no one read it. Well, you might have an issue with that. But instead of someone saying, yeah, okay, I understand your point, they'd say, wait, are you a racist? That's what I'm telling you. So don't you see a pendulum swing happening? We're going to find our balance, George. It's not going to stay. We don't have
We have to find the balance, Gladys.
That's right. But guess what? I'll give you that little sneak peek. What is 2020? Clear vision. If clear vision happens, we find more of a balance. That's why I told you I'm very optimistic to where we're headed.
And it's also a four-year. What does that mean?
Learning the hard lessons. 2020. And ready to do it right. 2020. And remember, it also means knowing the truth. You know, I know you talked to someone earlier about fake news, right? You've covered that. Where you're saying,
oh, we've done
what
that. We've done that.
What's true, what's not true? We get more to the truth. We're going to start getting back to the basics of we don't want people to lie. We want the truth. And we're going to get there again. And I really do welcome it. And remember, too, with all this stuff that happened with the internet, in many ways, it's still in the infancy, right? We're growing with this information. Like cyber warfare, that's another form of war, is it not?
We're growing too fast sometimes.
That's what I'm telling you. We didn't catch up with it, but now we're going to. When I said 2020 represents education, we're learning what we fell behind on so we can catch up.
Now, next year is a three-year, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean specifically?
Well, okay. It goes back to, again, keep this in mind, you're a family. Like even when you talked about the little comedian, your little grandson, right? You're already talking about, I'm going to bring the kid on the show. That's what it represents. It's like, how do I help the people in my life? What do I do to make them feel special and important? You know, and keep these words in mind. Motivating and uplifting one another. That's what you're going to see in the cycle of three. That's what it brings to the world.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. So how's everything else with you these days? You keeping busy?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It's been crazy this year, and I think it does go back to when I told you these sensitive people are feeling things so deeply, you got to be careful not to get sick. You know, when we internalize, that can promote illness, and there's been a lot of that in this cycle, so I've been helping a lot of people feel better, get better.
Teach people life path numbers and what they can do about them.
Okay. Well, here's a fun one I thought we could do tonight. People about love. Everyone wants to understand, especially if you're out there dating, how can you crack the code of somebody else, right? How can you maybe work with them in a way that they like it? So I'd love to say, what does each life path desire in love? What makes them happy? So we'll use Tom Hanks' birthday as an example.
Tom Hanks. How'd you come up with him?
Well, he's a great guy, and he's a one life path.
He is a great guy. Great actor, nice guy.
Yeah, he really is. But his birthday, 7/9/1956. So if everyone who has access to a pen and paper, just write this down. 7/9/1956.
That's 37.
Right. 7 plus 9 plus 1 plus 9 plus 5 plus 6 is 37. And then 3 plus 7 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So Tom Hanks is a one life path. So this, and this is going to apply to everyone listening. If they go to, they can click on numbers on my site and look up their life path, by the way. They want to keep it simple.
And again, I'm a seven.
You sure are. And we're going to go to what that means. A one life path is someone, if you want to win them over, when they feel strong about something, if you literally say, hey, you know what? You're right. I don't know what I was thinking. You could knock them over with a feather. They are so shocked that they don't have to fight for what they believe. So that's a way to win them over. Like, it makes them happy. A two life path, George, that's a love number. They need affection. Think of Tommy. Your Tommy is a two. Tell me if he does not need to feel connected and warmth from people. That's very important to them.
Constantly. At events, he needs people to pat him on the head. He's so, he's like a puppy. If you throw your slippers, he'll run and get it for you.
Well, what a great puppy that would be. But the point is, they've got a huge heart. So they're not asking for much, but they do need to feel appreciated and loved. That's the way to get them. The number three life path, like that little comedian grandson, they're communicators, but they need you to laugh at their jokes. So in other words, yeah, they really do. If you meet someone who you actually think is funny and it's a three, that's who you want to spend time with. But I also say, if you're dating someone who's a three and you don't like their humor, move on, because it's not going to change. They need someone who gets that part of them. The four life path, there's someone who, once they learn a skill, they want to show you how to do it. So they look for appreciation. They need you to say, hey, thank you for helping me with that. If they don't feel appreciated in that way, that's not good for them. a five life path, freedom. George, you cannot control the five life paths. I do compare them to the cat, because you come onto a cat, the cat's out the door, ignore the cat comes back. But if you give them their freedom, they are so grateful, and they love you. Like, they'll give you their heart. Very powerful energy. But again, no one has the right to say, what time are you going to be back? Where the heck are you? They can't handle that.
Oh, what a toxic relationship that is, regardless of what number you have.
Well, you're right, except you've got a little piece of that. Being a seven, you also are not good with that. The person who is too controlling, you're a natural match to the five for that reason. And here's the number six. Sixes are powerhouses. Like, they want to be in charge, and they tend to do everything. They're so afraid that if they don't do it, it won't get done. So if you just say thank you for the things they do, that works. They feel so happy. They'll give you everything they've got just because you're grateful. So I tell you, for the six life path, it's about gratitude. Now, here we are with the seven life path. You relationships, absolutely, you welcome them, but you do need your space. There are times you just need to decompress and have those alone times. And if someone invades that moment when you need it, not comfortable. A seven life path cannot welcome that. Like, if someone came into your, let's say it was your home, and they were in one of your rooms without permission, no. The seven has to invite you in.
When I would tie them up and leave them in the closet.
Yeah, the seven must welcome you in. And then if you do it right, again, they're there for you 100%. The number eight. Eight is about, they love beautiful things. So
Hold on right there. We'll get eight and nine when we come back in a moment, Glynis. Plus, we'll get phone calls. Questions for Glynis McCants, or she'll do a quick reading for you and give Tommy your birth month, day, and entire year, if you would. And we'll be back in a moment with Glynis McCants, and we'll do your eight life path and nine, and then we'll get into your calls.